Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Plan Commission. My name is Patricia Najera. I'd like to introduce the other commissioners. To my right, Whitney Gould, J. Allen Stokes. To my left, Joaquin Altoro, Stephanie Bloomingdale. Vanessa, item number one.
Thank you. Items one and two are companion files, and we have several speakers on these items. First, Matt Heasley from our real estate department will talk about a brief introduction in the history of the Park West corridor. He'll also give a brief overview of the redevelopment plan and comments about St. Anne's. Janet Grau of our planning staff will describe the amendment that's proposed before you today and how the amendment complies with the Fond du Lac Avenue and North Avenue comprehensive plan. And then St. Anne's, the applicant, will give a brief overview of them, their services, and then I'll provide a brief description of the proposed plan development. And then the architect, Doug Barnes, will go over the proposed building and design.
Good afternoon. Matt Heasley, Department of City Development Real Estate Section. In 1954, the Park Freeway West was designated to run along West Connick Avenue and West North Avenue. Acquisition and most of the clearance for the proposed freeway occurred between 1966 and 1972. However, the freeway efforts ended between 1977 and 78, and government bodies successfully removed the Park Freeway West from its long-range highway plans. The Park West D Connick Avenue redevelopment plan was created in 1990 to guide redevelopment of the abandoned freeway corridor. The plan was amended in 1990 to allow large-scale retail use, and in 1993 to allow light industrial uses, but these amendments have been only moderately successful in revitalizing a portion of the Park West corridor. Plan amendment number three would amend some of the uses that will allow St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care to construct a two-story 78,500 square foot intergenerational care facility on land that has been vacant and underutilized for decades. While St. Anne's is looking to celebrate its 30th anniversary providing intergenerational care services on Milwaukee's south side, they are eager to begin replicating their successes on Milwaukee's north side. And with that, I'd like to invite Janet Grau, unless you have any questions for me, to come up and answer or describe plan amendment number three.
Amendment number three gives us, within the redevelopment plan, greater flexibility of use. So essentially, we can add the kinds of uses covered by the intergenerational care facility, community center, educational workshops, daycare, health care, medical clinic, respite care, select residential. Right now, the redevelopment plan either prohibits those uses or just simply doesn't allow them. So this gives us it expands the permitted uses within the plan. It also lifts a prohibition against tax-exempt uses, although the amendment would state that the tax-exempt owner would have to compensate the City of Milwaukee for municipal services, and it also lifts the restriction on select residential. So essentially, the plan amendment gives us the flexibility to allow the project to go forward. In regard to the Fond du Lac and North Comprehensive Plan, the comp plan, and this falls within the boundary of that plan. The comp plan essentially states that North Avenue is a mixed-use commercial corridor and permitted uses are industrial, commercial, residential, and institutional. So the uses certainly fall within those dictated by the plan. The project is adjacent to two catalytic project areas, but does not fall within them. But I believe the uses proposed would certainly support catalytic projects in the area simply by revitalizing North Avenue. The Fond du Lac North market analysis did state that this area is underserved. in medical services, and so the project addresses a need identified by the plan. The land use policies in the plan call for a high quality development, welcoming community friendly appearance, well articulated, inviting principal public entries and related pedestrian realm enhancements. So essentially, the project meets the both the land use and the building form criteria as stated in the plan. So if you have questions either about the redevelopment plan amendment or the consistency with Fond du Lac North comp plan.
Janet, could you describe what's generally around this area now?
Essentially, this is still a blighted area. When we did the plan we began identifying areas in the plan in 2000, this was an area that was susceptible to change because of its urban blight. And what's around it is you have, to the west of it, you have Capitol Stampings, you have the North Avenue Commerce Center, which has a mix of uses. And then to the east, you have the Sears Block Catalytic Project area. So essentially, this is an underdeveloped, blighted pocket along North Avenue that's just been resistant to change. So this takes that area out of that, and it revitalizes it and contributes to the corridor. But I don't know if you wanted more about the did you want more about the adjacent areas?
Mm-hmm. Like to the south of the area,
To the south is the another catalytic project and redevelopment area. That's the Fond du Lac and 20th Catalytic Project area. It's also the 20th and Brown redevelopment area where former Legacy Bank did a housing development. So you still have little pockets of blight along the corridor, and to the south of that you have a mix of new residential and old. Yes.
Janet, I just have one question. I noticed on the planning, the zoning change report, it mentioned that the staff had suggested instead of detention basin for stormwater runoff, that it'd probably be better to do green gardens or bioswales. And I just wonder, can you explain that a little more?
You know, this is something I'm not sure, maybe Vanessa might want to address.
That's part of the, after we go through the hearing process and see the presentation, we can speak to that matter.
Okay. So come back. Mm-hmm.
And then there is a representative from St. Anne's here who will give a brief overview of their existing services, and then the architect will provide a presentation of the building, and we can talk about the bioswales there.
Good afternoon. My name is Andy Wigman with Bow Street Partners. I'm the owner's representative for the St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care. Just want to give a little bit of a brief background of St. Anne's. St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care's mission is to provide community-based health care and education programming to children, the elderly, and adults with disabilities. Their current facility resides in St. Francis. It's approximately a 60,000 square foot facility, established in 1983, where they currently serve approximately 200 children, adults, and individuals with disabilities. They have a licensed staff there of over 130 and hundreds of volunteers that work there on a monthly basis. Their current annual budget is approximately $5 million, of which approximately 20% of that is raised through philanthropy to provide the level of care that they find is necessary to serve their clientele. When they look for opportunities for future expansion to replicate those services, they refer to a UW School of Medicine and Public Health study, which identified the 53206 area code as highly underserved for for those type of needs. The planned services for this new 78,000 square foot facility include it's sized for 220 child daycare, 40 individuals for an after school program, 70 individuals in an adult daycare, and then 9 respite overnight stay facilities. If there's no questions, then I'll turn it over to Doug.
Excuse me, you have 30 people for dementia care? Yes. Did you skip that or did you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I had a question. So as you went through those 220 child care, adult daycare, respite overnight, are those 9 respite beds overnight, are those the only people that would be living there long term, around the clock?
Yes, that's correct, for up to, I believe, 21 days at a time.
Up to 21, 9 beds up to 21 days? Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, my name is Doug Barnes with Zimmerman Architectural Studios. As we go through the PowerPoint, you can see some of the context of the site. And I'll just quickly go through some of that until we get to here is the site plan. And I'll be pointing behind you, unfortunately, on the screen, which won't show up on the screen you're looking at there. But as you can see, the building right here is approximately a 55,000 square foot footprint. The 78,500 total square footage would be because of the fact that we would have a second floor in this portion of the building right there. One of the things we looked at when we were developing the site was, would it be possible to have a curb cut coming along North Avenue? Because as you see right now, what we have is we have people entering along 24th and getting off on 24th or vice versa. What we took a look at, though, is that if we would have a curb cut or a series of curb cuts along North Avenue, one of the things with this facility is we have a large amount of people that will need to be dropped off at the front door. And when we create a exit coming off of right here, we saw that we would start to have stacking up of vehicles along their main entrance. We did not think that that would be a safe atmosphere for children and elderly as they're either just disembarking from their cars or from some buses. So we felt that the curb cut along North Avenue would actually be a detriment to the way the flow of the circulation for the people than anything else. When we take a look at the site, one of the questions we just heard, and the staff also mentioned, was the fact of rain gardens or bioretention swales and things like that. We think that's a great idea that we can implement in those two areas there. The site does actually drain in both directions, so we do have that ability. That's also why we have two areas of stormwater management, is that the way the site naturally drains. So we will be looking at sustainable concepts of rain gardens and swales in that area here and here, as the site almost right down the street divides perfectly like that. What you can also see along is we will have a perimeter fence going around the entire site, and this we will also be spacing the fence, as you can see with these little black squares, or maybe you can't, with masonry piers as spaced as we go along to meet the requirements. What we're looking at doing on the site is creating a basically what I would call a layer of vegetation around North Avenue, 24th and 25th in this area here, so that we can really start to create a campus-like look as you take a look from North Avenue or 24th or 25th Street. So we'll have vegetation in front of the fence and also on back of the fence, staggered up as you go, so we can still see the building, still see the activities going on site, but it just give it a more softening effect because of the fact that we do have asphalt directly in front of the building for drop-off of, again, of our clientele. As we go farther and back of the building, we'll do a little less of that vegetation. You see this dashed line right here up on the upper left-hand corner right there. That's where we proceed, see a possibility of a band shell in the future, or not possibly, or very early on. But we did want to also allow the ability to have neighborhood gardens in this area also. So that's why we didn't want to do as much landscaping in that area. The detailed look of the landscaping plan really identifies the fact that we have two outdoor playground areas for the child care. The one in the center of the building right here allows for right there allows for children from the ages of six weeks to 2 years to be able to go outside. And then when you're 3 years and above, there would be another playground in this area here that also has an outdoor splash pad for their use. So one of the other things that we really wanted to comment on when you look at this building is the fact that there is, even though we have many exits for emergency exits, we really wanted to stress the fact that this is an intergenerational care facility, which means everybody enters the building, whether you're 6 weeks old or you're 80 years old, through one entrance. And we have the central part, interior central park, where our clientele can actually work with each other and share with each other. So again, whether you're 1 year old or 2 years old, you can be sitting with somebody who's also 50 or 60 or 70 years old in that central park, walking in together and really gathering that intergenerational experience. So it was one of the key implements of the plan, because even though we have child care on one side and adult care on the other, we really wanted this interior central park being this melding area of the generations as they grow up together. So that's what you see on the floor plans. And then what you're starting to see on the elevation, the south elevation that faces North Avenue. As I mentioned before, it's a two-story elevation. The base would be a split face glass decorative CMU. We have brick in the main areas here, and then we will be using an EIFS material on the upper level. As you can see, it's rather dark on this elevation, but it is a red with a black fleck shingle. As you go farther to the north on the site, you'll see that it does transition into a one-story building, and this is part of the daycare over there. Along the Central Park, which you may have noticed on both of the elevations that run along north and south, is the fact that we do have clear-story windows right here that will help us, clear-story windows and skylighting, for natural light within the Central Park. With that, if you have any questions on the building.
I had a question about what would be on the second floor of the building.
On the second floor, we have, let me go back to that plan, it's very easy. On the second floor, we have if you're looking at it, it's right there. That is the 9-bed respite.
Okay.
And then on the other side would be the part of the adult daycare and the dementia unit.
And then I wanted to know, do you currently have a fence at the, or does the St. Ann Center, the one in St. Francis, does it currently have a fence around the perimeter of the campus?
Not the entire campus. It does certainly around the playground area and around the back, where there's less security.
Okay. But the plan is that there would be a fence around the entire perimeter?
Yes, of this site, yes.
Okay. Any other questions, commissioners?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback to that. I just wanted to know, how high is the fence surrounding it? And then the shrubs also, how high is that for visibility's sake?
What we've talked about as far as the fencing goes, just one second, I just want to make sure I get it right.
And does it change throughout the landscape?
It would be a consistent height fence. We're looking at a fence of between 4 feet and 5 feet tall. It would primarily be 4 foot width, also with the masonry piers. It would be consistent. The planting in front of the fence would be within 18 inches tall only. I mean, it's just going to be low, so that just because there's a decorative fence. And then from there, we would be going a little bit taller in the back, but not very. So we still want to have a view of the building. We don't want to block the view of the building.
And how about lighting on the back end? It seems like, I don't know if you can go back to where I could see the neighborhood around there. Maybe you might not have those pictures, but on the back end, is it a little bit more residential? And what type of lighting will you have on the back end? Will that have any, will it disturb any of the neighbors with the type of lighting?
No, actually where our building is, it's still about 200 feet away from the property line, and any of the lighting that we have in back will be a low cutoff lens so that we do not project any light away. It's, that lighting back there will really be above the doorways and also a little bit above the playground, but nothing much.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to start calling individuals who have signed up to speak. Edna Lonergan is in favor and would like to speak.
Good afternoon. I'm president of St. Anne's Center for Intergenerational Care. I have a very strong belief that planting the whole intergenerational concept on the north side of Milwaukee, where you have primarily an African-American community, is going to be a very valuable fit for the African-American community. Has the extended family still alive and well, and I think that the whole concept of intergenerational care is part of the essence of that culture. It is a great privilege to be able to plant St. Anne Center on the north side.
Excuse me. Are you from St. Anne?
Yes.
Could you tell me why you wanted to put one on the north side of Milwaukee?
Well, I woke up one morning, and this is really what happened. I woke up one morning, and I went to work, and I knew this is what St. Anne's needs to move into next, because I believe in the concept of intergenerational care. I don't believe in prematurely placing our older adults and our people with disabilities in institutions. They need to be a viable member of community and family life. We need them, they need us, and they should not be isolated. And I do believe that St. Anne's needs to be in every community in the United States. And so that's our next one.
Does St. Anne's operate any other facilities in Milwaukee? Or?
No, this is the only one. And it has a very good successful record. We have received national and international awards. We were recognized at the World Conference on Aging in Madrid, Spain. We were recognized at the World International Intergenerational Conference in Singapore. We have been recognized by the White House, Health and Human Services. We've entertained dignitaries from the White House and from many parts of Europe as well. So it's a concept that really works, and I think we need to keep replicating it.
Do you have any African Americans on your staff currently?
We have a lot. I couldn't tell you, but it's a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask another question. I am familiar with St. Anne's and St. Francis, and I compliment you on all the good work that you do there and the programs that you have. And it's a great asset to the community there. Could you tell us a little bit about the funding for the project on this site?
Okay, without the soft costs, we're probably looking at a little over $14 million. We have almost half of that. And we have just asked people to give. And there seems to be a very generous group of people out there with deep pockets. And so we're working on that low-hanging fruit. But it's mostly private donations. In fact, our first donation was an individual gave. He's just stepped up to the plate. And he says, it's high time we did something with that neighborhood, and I'll give $3 million. So, you know, we've been trying to keep it very quiet because we really want to honor the process. We really want you to take a good look at it and decide if you think this is appropriate. So we're really keeping it very quiet. But as soon as we have all the approvals, then, you know, Contact Six has contacted us, the newspapers, the business community. So then we will put it out there in the public.
And the long-term funding?
We're very successful in raising money, and we're going to continue to build endowments, I don't know how else to do it except to build endowments and to be able to feed from that. And we have our house raffle or it's really a cash raffle now, but that raises about a half a million a year. So, you know, there's a lot of very successful fundraising, and we'll just continue to do that. We're in a lot of people's worlds, so I'm going to bank on that. Not that I wish their demise. However.
And sister, if you could just also comment on the jobs that you talk about that are going to be created here.
Well, I think opening doors will very soon be about, provide about 200 jobs. But eventually, we had a neighborhood picnic in the 53206 area, and we did a survey. And one of the things they asked us for was to have 24-hour child care. We have 24-hour adult care because we have the overnight respite. But there seems to be a serious need for mainly single moms who are caring for children to have some place that's safe for them at night. And so we're looking into that as well. But I think this is going to just continue to grow and be a hub of community activity. And I really want to see us develop an intergenerational culture of African-American elders, because we have never done that in this community, and it's time. And we have that for Hispanics, we have that for Hmong, we have that for Caucasian. It's time we do that. For the African-American community, it's a very beautiful, rich culture that I'm very pleased to be part of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, one last thing. Absolutely beautiful building. Put in an area that absolutely deserves it.
Yes, it does.
How do you, or do you intend to pull the children and the adults that you'll be serving? Will they be from the neighborhood? Will they be from the 53206? Is there an effort to pull the people from the neighborhood to be involved, either through the jobs or the child care and the adult daycare also?
We have, just in the construction of the building, we're pushing for 50%. African American, or at least from the 53206 area, surrounding areas. And we also, C.G. Schmidt has hired John T. Smith from American Design to see to it, to hold us to that challenge. And we're going to work hopefully with Job Corps and provide some internship training as we construct. Does that answer your question?
What about the children on the daycare and the adults that might be provided the daycare also? Will they be from the neighborhood?
Absolutely. We're making a concerted effort. I met with 25 different churches in the 53206 area, and just this past week, and Pastor Harvey's here. We're partnering with Pastor Harvey, and one of his jobs is to be sure that we hire competent people from the 53206 area.
Thank you.
We've spent 2.5 years planting the seed on the north side. There's nothing worse than, I think, pushing something onto a neighborhood that doesn't want it. But so we've really honored that. And I feel welcomed, very welcomed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Edna. Nancy McThune is in favor and would like to speak.
Good afternoon, everybody. I will be with the potential child care director at the St. Ann Center, and I am just in awe about that happening over there, not only because I've been in child care for 23 years, it's just that I've never seen a concept like this before. I work at the one on the south side right now, but I also live in that area, so it kind of be a hop, skip, and jump to get to work, which is very nice. But also, just like Sister Edna said, to be able to put that intergenerational concept into action where we live at, we do have somewhat of a split of ideals when it comes to child care on the north side. I've worked in child care, like I said, about 23 years on and off, and I've worked at everything except for owning my own child care. So I've been in many different child care settings, but nothing has the ability to pull people together like that intergenerational care. I don't know if you guys understand it and what it really means, but because God has placed it in my heart and He speaks on it, that means that it has to be something dynamic about our older, not being left behind. The ones that have all the wisdom and all the knowledge, for those that still have the strength to carry it out, That's what the intergenerational concept means to me. And to be able to see that come to life every day when you walk into the center on the south side, it'll be a wonderful thing to have on the north side as well. And I'm looking definitely forward to it, to be able to be out there on the campaign block saying, yes, we need this as a mother, as used to be a single mother, but I'm married, but used to be a single mother and raising children. It was a hard concept to have to leave your children somewhere on the south side, taking them to the south side because they're the only one that offered the 24-hour childcare, but to have it right in your back door so that you can be able to either get off the bus if you have to, grab your children and get home without feeling worried about the neighborhood or how much time that you would have to travel to get from one side of town to the other. And that's a unique thing that we're going to be offering as well. But just the whole concept as well, I believe, is God-given. And I'm privileged to be part of it. And I thank you guys for allowing me an opportunity to speak about it. And I hope you guys feel the same way after I go sit down. If you don't have any questions for me. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Margaret Carey is in favor, does not wish to speak. Casey Rosansky is in favor, does not wish to speak. Marjorie Singer is in favor, does not wish to speak. Joyce Davis is in favor and would like to speak.
Good afternoon. I would just like to just speak from my heart about St. Ann Center. I've been working at St. Ann Center now for about maybe 7 or 8 months, and I can truly say that this is the type of organization that cares for its clients. I am presently working in the dementia unit. Once the north side opens up, I will be running the north side, you know, and they believe in promoting, and yes, there are a lot of African Americans there. And they promote from within. And what I like most about St. Ann Center is, and working with the department that I work for, is you get a chance to experience the love that the caregivers feel for their families. Because my mom was in the early stages of her dementia before she died. And I got a taste of it. But now that I'm working in this area, I can see the love that the caregivers feel for the clients and what they put into it. And it would be so good to have a center like this on the north side, because so many of the parents, we know that it's not only is it expensive, but the emotional toll that it would have on the caregivers, and especially trying to find an affordable place to take their loved ones while they're working. Whereas if we are allowed to build on the north side, this would give them an affordable place, first of all. And if they wanted to just get away for the weekend, they could do that, you know, because they need rest. I'm speaking of in terms of the dementia unit where I'll be working. They need rest because when you spend 24 hours with someone who has a dementia, it's tiring. I mean, you get burnt out quickly. And to just have a place right there for you to just drop them off and pick them up and know that you will be getting quality service, that's a plus. So I would just like to ask you to please accept us on the north side. Thank you.
Excuse me, do you provide any services to the family of a person who has dementia?
Yes. Well, we don't provide services for the families, but we work with the clients. They drop their family members off to us, and I care for them for 8 hours. I'll give you an example. We have one man who comes every morning. He's, well, you know, more than him, but this one particular man who comes every morning, and he drops his wife off at 7:30 every morning, and he kisses her, and he said, "Baby, I'll see you when I come back." Although she doesn't understand what he's saying, but he still goes, and he goes, you know, he spends all day at, I think he's at Potawatomi Bingo, because it gives him, he likes doing that. And he comes back and he tells us, "Thank you so much for taking care of my wife, because I would not have been able to do this." And he just found out about us a year ago. So he's been coming to us now for 1 year, and this is how it's changed his life. He's happier now, and he can do more with his life and enjoy himself and not feel burnt out because he's stuck in the house all the time caring for his wife. Not that he minds, but it gives him someplace to go and someplace to take his wife.
The reason I asked that is a friend of mine ran into a lot of problems with her mother, and she owned a lot of property, so there was a lot of things that I think went wrong as a result of her having dementia. So it may be something that you want to consider in terms of not necessarily advising people, but pointing them in directions.
That we do that, yes. Okay. That, yes. Right. That, I thought you meant if we had services at our site. We do provide them with other outlets if we can't help them with it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had a question about, do you provide bathing facilities for the seniors?
Yes.
You do?
I mean, yeah. It's like a one-stop shop. We bathe them. We have a beauty salon. They could get their hair done, their nails done. They can get a massage, and we feed them. It's just, you know, they come and they feel good. We treat them as if they're on a retreat, if I can say that. They come and, pardon me?
I said nothing wrong with it, right.
No. And they come and, for instance, just the other day, I had one lady who got her hair done, and her husband said, I want her to look pretty when I come back. So she got her hair done, and I think they might have done her toes, too, because she was trying to show us her toes, but anyway, she got her hair done, and they walk in the room like this. And they come back and they are just walking, and you could tell that it makes them feel good just to be pampered. And so we are providing a good service on the south side, and we would like to provide the same service on the north side. And I will be relocating, well, not relocating, but I will be moving to the north side. I will be the director of the dementia unit once it's open. And so we will have, good quality staff because I'm very experienced. I know what I'm doing. And we will have quality staff.
Thank you.
On the north side.
Sounds like you know what you're doing. That's important.
James Phillips is in favor and would like to speak.
I forewarn you, I am a Baptist preacher. So. Joking with you. Good afternoon. I serve as the Vice President of Human Resources for St. Anne Center, in addition to serving as pastor of Blessed Deliverance Baptist Church, which is southeast of where this location is proposed. And I'm in favor because I'm from the South, and I grew up with this concept of the village. And when I moved to Milwaukee and began to work at St. Ann Center, there was the village concept. And one of the things that I love most is the transferring of wisdom. And I, in addition to being vice president and a pastor, I get to run a program that's very special at St. Ann Center. It's called the Buddy Program. And this program takes youth between the ages of 11 and 15. And we bring them into St. Ann Center, and we teach them as a part of social learning or social service. We teach them how to give back at their young ages. These children come in, and they get to learn what it means to work with someone older who has dementia, Alzheimer's. They get to transfer their wisdom of how it is to grow up in 2013 and be able to glean the wisdom of the elders of how it was to grow up in the 1920s or whatever. So you have the village concept where our children, which is very important to me because we hear so much bad stuff about youth today, and you don't get to hear much good. But let me tell you that there is good. These young people come from four different schools: Central City Cyber School, Fernwood, Montessori, Milwaukee College Prep, and Hope Christian School. And these young people come over to the South Side, and they share, they learn to love, they learn to retrust in many circumstances and situations where their parents are not there, they're being taken care of an elderly person or in foster care. So you have this dynamic where these young people get a second chance, if you will, on learning how to love and be loved. And so for all of these reasons, you know, I just feel that this is a perfect gift from God, not only to be just shared on the south side, but to be shared on the north side, where people are experiencing high levels of hopelessness. And I just believe that this can be a ray of hope for so many that are there. So,
where did you say your church was located at?
My church is located at 2215 North 23rd Street. Okay. So we're south east of where this
I know where you are.
Building right there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Helene Mertes is in favor, does not wish to speak. Sister Mary Lou Schramer is in favor, does not wish to speak. Praveen Rowe is in favor, does not wish to speak. Carrie Cameron is in favor, does not wish to speak. James Gormley is in favor, does not wish to speak. I skip one. Robert Durham is in favor, does not wish to speak. Jackie Barber is in favor, does not wish to speak. Pastor Walter Harvey is in favor and would like to speak.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm Walter Harvey. I pastor Park Lawn Assembly of God in the central city of Milwaukee. I've been pastor there for over 20 years. I consider myself a son of this city, and I've been here long enough to know that there have been other developments that have occurred within the central city that were not in the best interest to the residents. This is not one of those. This one brings wealth, as you've already heard from the other speakers. First of all, the wealth that resides within our elders and the intergenerational concept, the wealth of the children and every age in between. But it also brings about, I believe, an opportunity to create a pattern for economic development that's desperately needed in the central city. This particular project, it was on the drawing board, but we as a church, and we also have an economic development corporation, we approached St. Anne's because we know that they had a global model that was acclaimed and successful. And so we were doing a strategic plan to create our own adult daycare center. And we decided, well, let's partner together. So I believe that's a model. There's a potential for this program to bring together all different types of organizations. And in this instance, Sister Edna has been introduced to a number of African-American pastors and faith-based leaders. The concept is one that values and accentuates the richness of the African and African-American culture in the interior. There's the theme of a village, of an African villages. And so, you know, those things, plus I just define it as wealth building for our community. And so I speak in favor of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Young Kim is in favor, does not wish to speak. Sister Margaret Cruz, I'm not sure if you would like to speak or not. Okay. And David Brown, County Supervisor, 10th District, is in favor and would like to speak. I'm sorry, David Bowen.
Bowen, correct.
Sorry.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here in front of your honorable body. First time at the City Planning Commission, and I am having my first times lately. It's been a recent trend. I was recently elected to the Milwaukee County Board. In April 2012, and representing this district and being vice chair of the Economic and Community Development Committee of the County Board. Economic development is much needed in the 10th District. If you're not familiar with the boundaries of the 10th District, it goes from Capitol Drive to Wisconsin Avenue, from 27th Street, generally the Highway 43, and that's about 8th, 9th Street. And I have a portion of the Lower East Side as well. And mainly being on the county board, we our economic development focus is usually towards the Park East because we own a number of different parcels in that area near the downtown Milwaukee. But also being cognizant of the areas in my district that need good economic development. And businesses expanding and great projects being implemented right in the heart of the African-American community. So I'm fully behind this project and any way that I can support to make sure that we are expediting great projects that really will benefit my district, this community, I'm happy to get behind. So just wanted to let you know in person how much excitement that I have just around the amount of jobs, the amount of impact that this will have on that area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm honored and privileged to have you here, brother.
And then we have Keith Stanley from Alderman Hines' office.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Keith Stanley, staff assistant Alderman Willie Hines. Alderman Hines, President Hines could not make it at a prior engagement. However, wanted me to come to extend his support for this project, to be an asset to the community and a catalytic development. He also appreciates the work that DCD has done so far, and also St. Anne's for choosing this site.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak on item number one? If not, I think we've heard all the testimony. And is there a motion, commissioners?
I move closure of the public hearing and move approval.
A second.
There's been a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I have one comment. You know, all the years that I've been on the City Planning Commission, this is one of the best proposals and the best put together proposals that I've seen in the last 10 years or 12 years that I've been on the City Planning Commission. And I think that everybody who participated in putting this together should be commended for the work that you've done. And maybe y'all should give some lessons to some of the other folks who come here. This is the best one that I've seen. And I mean that in all sincerity.
And I just wanted to add that I'm very familiar with the St. Anne's Center. My daughter went there when she was younger, so I have firsthand experience about this intergenerational care, and it was just outstanding work, and I think it will be just a tremendous asset for the city of Milwaukee that you're going on the north side.
Yes. I didn't know anything about St. Anne's before today. Good job.
Okay. No further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Good luck.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Good job. Very good job. Item two.
Yeah. I'd like to ask everyone if you can move out into the lobby because we have other items on the agenda. Thank you.
Item number three is file number 121452. It's a resolution relating to a minor modification to the detailed plan development known as Good Hope Industrial Center. It was formerly Whitco, for additional signage and a fence on land located on the south side of West Good Hope Road, west of North 60th Street in the 9th Aldermatic District. As I indicated, this is on the south side of West Good Hope Road. Directly to the west is the E-Line soccer field, and to the east is Brady Corporation. To the north side is the Wisconsin Club, and further south outside of this picture area is an existing single-family subdivision. This is located in the Northwest Side Comprehensive Area Plan. And the original plan development was approved back in 2000, and the building was previously occupied by a Whitco, or Wisconsin truck company. And recently, Hellerman Titan moved into the building, and they are a global manufacturer of systems and solutions to help customers manage and identify wire, cable, and components. So those little plastic cable ties, they manufacture those. And they're here for a minor modification to allow for a fence. It would be where that yellow dash line is. It's an existing parking lot that will be for their employees. It's a decorative metal fence, and the fence is 7 feet high. The visitor parking is directly to the west of the fenced end area, and that will be outside of the fenced area. And additionally, they're coming in for an increase in the permitted sign area. The original plan development allows for up to 2 signs, but there's a maximum square footage of 60 square feet. And the fact that their name is so long, it's pretty difficult to meet that requirement. So they are proposing to increase the area to 159 square feet. At this time, they're only proposing one sign. They reserve the right to come back for a second sign. And there is a representative from the sign factory here if they need to add anything.
Would you like to speak, or?
Unless you have any questions, I'm just here to answer questions.
Okay, any questions?
The name of the sign company?
Kiefer and Company.
Is there a representative here from Hellerman?
Yes.
Just a quick question. What spurred the reason for the fence around the parking?
All of our facilities in the Milwaukee area have security fences around them for employee parking.
Okay. And out of curiosity, how many employees do you have there?
Totally within the Milwaukee, we have about 440 employees. There'll be about 120 at this location in all 3 shifts.
Thank you.
I'd move approval.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, was there something else?
Well, the Chris from Alderman Puente's office is here. I was just making sure she didn't want to speak.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. You got a yes, you got to go with it.
So there was a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Move adjournment.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.